If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the traitorous state of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. You are listening to Hour 1 of the show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this nation with Obama and his minions, and showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now heard through the ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Okay, today I decided to do something. This year is the Beatles' 50th birthday when it comes to them hitting the United States, so I thought that I would use their music today for my bumper music and things like that. So I hope that you enjoy the music and the show. Actually, I've got kind of a scratchy throat today. I'm trying to catch something, but I don't think I've caught it yet, but it's got me. So my throat is a little scratchy. I might have to cough or clear my throat once in a while. I hope I don't have to, but it seems like it's going to, because it itches like crazy. And you know that coughing is probably one of the ways of getting rid of that. From WND came this one that should tell all Americans just who Hillary Clinton is. Kathleen Wiley, the former volunteer aide to Bill Clinton, who says she was sexually harassed by the president, in the 1990s, is now sounding the alarm about the potential danger of Hillary Clinton becoming president. And this is something that we have all on the right been talking about. No one seems to be listening, but this woman says Hillary Clinton is the war on women, and that's what needs to be exposed here, Wiley said Sunday night on, that was last Sunday, on Aaron Klein's WABC radio show. She goes on to say the point is that this woman is capable of doing to other women while she's what this woman is capable of doing to other women while she's running a campaign basically on women's issues. It just doesn't make any sense. She single-handedly orchestrated every one of the investigations of all these women who accused her husband of sexual crimes. They're the people reminding us of how sordid this all is, unquote. I have more on this after this. Welcome to the new Wise Conservatism Radio Show, and hello, Lady Michelle. I hope you can hear me today on this February the 22nd of 2014. Imagine, people, January is gone. February almost is. This year will be gone before we know it at this rate. I hope that everything is fine on this end. Make sure that I am here, I think. But I want to just make sure that my audio source is where it should be. It is, and I hope that everyone can hear me as I lead into this show for the 22nd of February.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Now, what I was beginning to talk about was Kathleen Wiley, the former volunteer aide to Bill Clinton, who says she was sexually harassed by the president in the 1990s, is now sounding an alarm about the potential danger of Hillary Clinton becoming president. She says that the war on women is Hillary Clinton. Continued to rail against both Bill and Hillary Clinton, saying they take up all the oxygen in the room and everybody is depressed. We're going to go back to all the sordid details if Hillary runs for president. They need to just go away because they're forcing themselves on us, is the way I feel. Just pack your bags. You've got your 15 minutes. Stop forcing us to have to look at this stuff again. We're sick of it, unquote. Wiley stressed it was not herself who was the one responsible for dredging up the old dirt. They're the ones that are reminding us of all that behavior, not me. They're the ones. Get the book exposing Clinton's incredible political payback machine that none but WND dared to print. And Wiley also lashed into the feminist organizations who never seem interested in the harassment against her by the Clintons. She goes on to say, all these women's groups, they're all pro-Hillary. They need to talk to someone like me and listen. Here is what Hillary has done to me and many, many other women. They are so hypocritical, it's unbelievable. And this is the woman that wants to be president. Unquote. As WND reported, Wiley and her husband, Ed, were Democratic activists who founded Virginians for Clinton and helped send Bill and Hillary to the White House in 92. And I'm glad that turning up the volume helped. goes on to say, while serving as a volunteer in the White House and facing financial hard times, Wiley says she met with Clinton in the Oval Office to request a paying position, but instead of getting help, she says she was subjected to nothing short of serious sexual harassment. Distraught, Wiley fled Clinton's presence only to discover that her husband, Ed, had committed suicide that same tragic afternoon. Later, she was drawn unwillingly into the Paula Jones lawsuit, the Ken Starr investigation, and impeachment proceedings. Wiley also claims the Clinton tag team was behind a string of events that can only be described as a mob-style intimidation campaign to keep her silent that even included breaking into her home and to steal her memoirs of the event. Nonetheless, Wiley wrote that her experiences with Bill Clinton's sex addiction and Hillary Clinton's revenge on the book, Target Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Wiley wrote Target when Hillary Clinton was running for president the first time in 2007, and her comments today are all the more relevant now that Clinton is considering a 2016 presidential bid, and a number of figures are examining the former First Lady's reaction to her husband's indiscretions in the Oval Office. Just last month, for example, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky made headlines by bringing up Bill Clinton's notorious affair with another White House volunteer, Monica Lewinsky, on Meet the Press. Paul told David Gregory, quote, the media seems to have given President Clinton a pass on this. He took advantage of a girl who was 20 years old and an intern in his office, and there's no excuse for that. And that is nothing more than predatory behavior. And then they have the gall to stand up and say Republicans are having a war on women, rhetorically. So, yes, I think it's a factor. It's not Hillary's fault, but it is a factor in judging Bill Clinton in history, unquote. Then earlier this month, the Washington Free Beacon broke the explosive news of a confidential memo issued in 1992 by Stan Greenberg and Celinda Lake, top pollsters for Bill Clinton's presidential campaign, detailing their research on Hillary Clinton. So things are getting interesting here. But we have to keep in mind here that Hillary Clinton is definitely thinking of running in 2016, and all the early polls, which are kind of a joke anyway, but all the early polls are saying that nobody that the Republicans have can beat her, which is a farce, I think. But I don't think the American people are that stupid, but maybe they are. Who knows? The memo was one of many previously unpublished documents from the archives of one of Hillary Clinton's best friends and advisors, documents that portray Hillary as a strong, ambitious, and ruthless Democratic operative. Full contents of the archive, which before 2010 was closed to the public, have not been previously reported on and shed new light on the Clintons' three decades in public life, the Free Beacon reports. Records paint a complex portrait of Hillary Clinton, revealing her to be a loyal friend, devoted mother, and a cutthroat strategist who relished revenge against her adversaries and complained in private that nobody in the White House was tough and mean enough. The Free Beacon's report also includes mention of Wiley as well as Hillary's reactions to the Lewinsky scandal and reports of Bill's affairs and rumored affairs with Jennifer Flowers, Elizabeth Ford, and Lincola Sullivan. It seems that the Clintons, along with Obama's, get away with things that no Republican, even a rhino, could ever get away with. When is this stupidity of us ever going to stop, folks? It's time that we took back this country. If we can't do it with elections by taking them out of office, then we're going to have to do it with armed revolution. And yes, my friends, it is getting that bad, I am afraid. It's like I said, the presidential polls they've got out now are nothing but a joke. It's like Lady Michelle says, presidential polls this early tell you nothing more than one thing. What names the uninformed know? And they're essentially also putting out there these names so that the uninformed can be informed about the left wants them to know about these names. They're never going to put something out good about Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or somebody else like this, but they will always put out something good about the Clintons. I have yet to see them put anything out bad about that mobster bunch in the family there. I have very little respect for the Clintons. He may have been president at one time, but the only thing that I'm obliged to him anymore is to making sure that he gets his White House wages until he dies, which irks me to no end, but that's just the way it goes. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing, and we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time on ConservativeNationMedia.com, and that's tomorrow night. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week since we're making some big changes. And we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. This week I went out and bought myself a present. Actually, it was a present from my loving wife. I have never wanted in my life a convertible car, but this weekend I found one with a great price and low mileage on it, and we went out and bought it. Now, we are not the product of the liberal way of life where when you need something in your life, money will always show up to help you. Because when it comes to that way of thinking, the government is the source of all this money. The government has not ever given me money that helps me in any way that I haven't paid in myself, I think. The money that I get from the government yearly in the form of income tax refunds comes to me because I purposely overpaid during the year so that I can get it back at a time when it could come in handy to me. And usually it does. But this time the money came as an inheritance from my wife's dad when he died. Now when April comes and the Defend the Constitution rally happens in Waynesboro, Texas, Tennessee, Texas, I will probably be going down there in my new Mustang. It's not really new. It's a 2000, but it's new to me, and it's a convertible, so if the weather is doing well, then I might go down there with a top down if the weather permits. I hope it does, though everyone is teasing me and telling me that it's going to snow all summer and stay cold, so I won't be able to drive it with the top down. Oh, well, c'est la vie. By the way, this week is the 50th birthday of the Beatles, so I will be using them as my bumper music for this show. Even if you're a conservative, good things still happen. Just like in my next story, after this, we will be right back after these messages.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Hey, everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than cooking up a big meal for family and friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. These children, that's one out of every five, often have to skip meals because there's just nothing to eat in the kitchen. Yet there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last hungry child. If only there was a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across our country. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America at your local food bank and at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Been looking for an online gathering place, you know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people. Like you, sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
It's been a hard day and night, and I've been working like a dog.
From Sacramento, California comes this one from the courts, where it seems they've finally grasped the core meaning of gun rights. This one from humanevents.com by Stephen Greenhut from Sacramento. A right is an entitlement on the whims of authorities. If you have a right to free speech, then you can speak as you choose. The courts let the government enforce a few standards, but it wouldn't be a right if the government officials got to preview and restrict what you were planning to say, which is kind of a good thing because they'd sure take offense to some of the things I usually have to say about them. But the article goes on to say that's obvious, especially since when it involves activities that are widely supported. It's hard to find Americans who don't agree with letting individuals have the widest latitude to speak and protest. But this apparently simple concept gets muddied with rights that are less popular, such as those involving gun ownership. Last week, in 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, 3-judge panel struck down San Diego County's approach to issuing concealed carry gun permits in a case that has statewide and even national implications. Critics of the decision, such as San Diego Chief Police Bill Lansdowne and gun control activists, argued that allowing more people to carry guns outside their homes increases dangers to the public. There's much data disputing that notion, but the case isn't about the merits or demerits of public gun ownership. The court's decision focuses on the meaning of this right. California law allows cities and counties to set their own standards for issuing a permit to carry a concealed weapon. In San Diego County, that power rests with the sheriff. Some counties are permissive, allowing individuals to have who have no criminal record and meet a few standards to have a permit. But in San Diego County and many urban counties, a person must prove good cause, such as facing a direct threat. The situation in those latter counties is the opposite of a right. It's a privilege. In some counties, friends or campaign donors or sheriffs have been able to obtain permits, while average citizens cannot get them. After being denied a permit and exhausting his appeals to the sheriff's department, Edward Peruta and others filed suit. The 9th Circuit judges, relying on 2 fairly recent and prominent gun rights rulings in the Supreme Court, Heller and McDonald, found that the Second Amendment secures the right not only to keep arms, but also to bear them. the court already has applied the word's plain meaning at the time of founding as now to bear meant to carry. When they overturned the lower court's ruling, the question is not whether California's scheme in the light of San Diego's county's policy allows some people to bear arms outside of homes in some places and sometimes. Instead, the question is whether it allows the typical responsible law-abiding citizen to bear arms in public for the lawful purpose of self-defense. The answer to the latter question is a resounding no. The verdict is not the end of the story. County officials will decide whether to seek a review by an en banc panel of appeals court. Other citizens deprived of a carry permit will need to file lawsuits in their counties. Appeals courts in other parts of the nation have come down on different sides, so the issue probably will go to the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, but it's still a significant ruling, I think, is really good, and I kind of went. Imagine a law saying you need to convince a government official that you have good cause to exercise your right to protest at the Capitol. It's unthinkable, said Bradley Benbrook, a Sacramento attorney who filed a brief in a similar New Jersey case on behalf of members of Congress who want the high court to resolve the split among appeals courts. The Bill of Rights exists to constrain government action. Now, boy, there's a novel approach there, don't you think, especially from a court. But it said the Bill of Rights exists to constrain government action, which is true. And it isn't fair that law-abiding citizens in some parts of the country have to convince their local government that they should be allowed to exercise their constitutional rights, he added. So the case isn't just about guns, but also about what it means for the public to have rights. Even Californians who have no interest in carrying a concealed weapon ought to hope the panel's verdict stands. So maybe, my friends, we still have hope yet, huh? It seems that every once in a while, still get it. I don't know about you, but I find myself hoping that this begins to happen more and more often as time goes on. But I'm not really sure if it will. But it's something that we can always kind of hope anyway. I was looking through the news stuff on my computer to see if there was anything else on this, and of course, right at the moment, there doesn't seem to be. It's all about something else. And of course, when the courts rule against what the Obama administration wants them to rule on, or if something goes the opposite direction of the way Obama wants it to, then the media will totally leave this alone. They don't care to go against their prince in the White House. They don't care to go against the man that they worked so hard to get there because they're afraid that it might hurt him. Well, they don't have to worry about that because I think he's hurting himself enough for everyone. And it's enjoyable to watch. It really is. It doesn't seem to matter what the left wants. If Obama says something, the left kind of falls in just like they were a bunch of lemmings. It wouldn't matter, excuse me, if Obama was running off a cliff at the time. I think most of them would follow him over. The other things that I found on the news this morning are things like Al Sharpton claiming that blacks suffer disproportionately in minimum wage increase plea. A man wearing a pro-gun T-shirt was thrown out of a voting booth. Well, I think that the time has come, folks, that we need to start holding our government officials to account. We need to start making sure that there are consequences to their actions. I think that's the main reason why most of them don't do the right thing now. There's never consequences to them, especially if they're, well, you know, if they're a Democrat, there's never consequences to them. I mean, imagine a Republican driving off of a bridge while drunk, without car insurance, without a driver's license, and killing a young lady in their car. How long would they last in office? I know Ted Kennedy lasted until he was dead, whereas Tom Foley got ousted out of office in the term he was in, having an affair with a page. Nobody died in that one, but boy, we had to get rid of Foley right now. But Ted Kennedy, the man who killed a woman in his car, oh, he can stay in the Senate until he's dead, and I'm sure that most of them think right now that he's probably still in office. I don't know. This whole thing is just ridiculous.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
And that was the wrong one, I think. Okay, let's see here. I'll try better. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. And if it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance and sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com and then click on the LifeLock banner. You will be very glad that you did.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com. To stand for America now.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay, what?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dave Vance inviting you to join me every Monday night for Inside Tennessee on conservativenationmedia.com. Even if you're not from the volunteer state, you'll want to know what's happening because one day it will affect you. Every week you'll hear interviews with experts, legislators, and citizens who are fed up and making a stand. So join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time for Inside Tennessee on conservativenationmedia.com.
Bring my friend out to you, call Dr. Roberts. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all, Dr. Roberts.
That's my old theme song. That I used to use. And I've actually thought about using that again. Yeah, I like the idea of a Dr. Robert. New poll results announced, and this is something that I've already touched on here, that the new poll results announced just yesterday told us something that I think we already knew, regardless of whether or not they think some illegal aliens should eventually get amnesty. Voters are overwhelmingly opposed to two key opponents of what President Obama and House Speaker Boehner are trying to do. While Obama's and Boehner's answer to what to do with 12 million illegal aliens is to reward them, the most popular option chosen by survey respondents, 63%, was to remove the ability of illegal immigrants to have U.S. jobs and benefits and to encourage them to return to their home countries. And they almost as resoundingly, 59-25, reject both party both leaders' plans to give out work permits in the first year before any, let alone all, new enforcement is implemented. The news media have stirred a lot of controversy with the last 2 weeks with reports on polling that purport to show majority support for the two plans, but many columnists have pointed out the flaws in the questions, especially in that they don't mention that the immigration plans are first, or do they give people the option of choosing an alternative other than mass deportations? We at Numbers USA, and this is from Numbers USA, they go on to say, we at Numbers USA sponsored the poll released today so voters have the chance to choose among a number of options in a straightforward way. And voters were asked these questions. If the U.S. government were to offer some kind of legalization to any group of illegal immigrants, should they be given work permits in the first year or only after Congress certifies that all promises on borders, on border, interior, and workplace enforcement are fully implemented? 25% said work permits during the first year before new enforcement, but 59% said work permits only after Congress certifies full implementation of all border, interior, and workplace enforcement. 16% were not sure. Okay. The Pulse of Opinion Research poll of 1,000 likely voters was conducted within 2 weeks of Boehner publicly releasing his immigration outline and Obama saying that passing his immigration plan is a top priority for the year. The poll did not mention Obama or Boehner by name. In the 19-question poll, voters were asked, do you support or oppose proposals to encourage most illegal immigrants to go back home on their own by keeping them from getting jobs and public benefits here? 41% strongly supported that, and 22% somewhat supported that, and 14% and 14% somewhat opposed and strongly opposed, and 9% were not sure. With 63% strongly or somewhat supporting this, this was what the most popular of opinions offered in the poll, which much more popular than any of the options involving deportation or work permits and legal status. So we need to get the word out. My guess is that because the pro-amnesty bias on most in the mass media, voters who are in the majority on this new poll think they are in the minority. And it's something that the media works hard at. And they succeed at this, folks. We can have a strong majority wanting something, and the media will make us think that we're not a majority at all. And they get away with this stuff because, well, for years and years, there was no alternative for the people to get other news from. Now, with the Internet and things like that, and Fox News, which sadly reports a lot of the same things that other news medias do, but they also will report things that the other medias won't. You know, the Blaze Network, Breitbart.com, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, all of these people are now getting out word that years ago would never even see the light of day. Now, I've been listening to the American people for years now, and it seems to me that overwhelmingly the people have been telling Obama and Congress no to amnesty and no to redoing laws that already exist. I have the same feelings about this that most Americans do. I think, why should we allow the government to pass new laws to do the same things that the old laws are supposed to be doing but aren't being enforced? Why pass new laws that will not be enforced either? That will just cause more troubles, and more new laws that will not be enforced will have to be passed because the new laws that they passed were not being enforced, so that causes another breakage, and things have to be done, so new laws are brought up. And all that will do is cost us more money, because it'll make the government work and apparently earn money because they're supposedly doing something, but they're really not. And all that money will be put out for nothing, because all they'll be doing is passing a new law, like they're trying now, that will supersede a law that's already on the books that isn't being enforced, so therefore it's broken. So a new law has to be brought in and passed so that it can be ignored and then considered broken in the future, so they can pass another law for the same exact thing. The American people are sick and tired of paying money for new laws that are never going to be enforced. Just like we are sick and tired of the government passing laws to keep the status quo going, to spend more and more of our hard-earned money with no idea that it has to stop. America is broke, and the government just cannot seem to get their hands around that one. So it is time to remove those who don't get it, I think, and put in their place grassroots people who follow the Constitution and the laws of the land. Our so-called representatives in Washington do not do that, and they have no desire to start doing that now, because they feel the people are too stupid to know what we want. Time to change the guard and put in the people who will do what we want them to do, and ban forever the ones that have been screwing us almost daily. And I don't have to really even say this. If you would just, and even a liberal, all he has to do is look with an open mind. Well, I don't know. That one there is almost impossible, I think. But if somebody would look at this with an open mind to see what is going on in our government with the right ideas of what right and wrong is, they will see it. It'll smack them right between the eyes, and they'll know what is going on, instead of being like the lemmings that Obama has, who will follow him right over the cliff into the fiery hell of what's coming. If we don't stop this and start getting things going the way it should be. I really have a hard time with this one, because maybe it's just because I was raised with the ideas of what is right and what is wrong. I was raised with the idea that if you take a job and you're being paid for that, that somebody who has hired you is paying to keep you in your homes and keep your cars so that you can go to work and keep you with food in your mouth so that you don't starve to death. You don't do things against it because they are the ones keeping you alive, essentially. But our government officials don't seem to think this way. They seem to think that they're there only to make sure that we have to suffer what they give us, and we have no choice in the matter. And that is so wrong. So very, very wrong. And I just really have to be one of the ones who has to, like, put my foot down now, because enough is enough. Our government is screwing us daily, taking our rights away from us that are guaranteed us by the Constitution and by God. They have no right to do this, yet every day we hear of another one biting the dust, so to speak. Our rights are being decimated by our own government. Even Al-Qaeda hasn't done as much damage to America as Obama and the politicians in Washington, D.C. have done over the last 4 years. And that's kind of a bad thing to say, because apparently the politicians are on our side. Al-Qaeda has declared war on us. And the ones that are causing more damage are our friends, the ones who are supposed to be in Washington, D.C. doing for us what needs to be done to keep this country safe. And we're safer with Al-Qaeda? My gosh, that's just horrible to even think about. And then we have people like Al Sharpton. I found an article about him this week that talked about the number of race card issues that he has used over the last year. And it was amazing, the number. I can't remember it right now, of course. I didn't even write it down. I should have. But if you think about this, man, you don't even have to know, because you... Every time he opens his mouth, it's something about race. Our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA, and I think it's in almost all of ours right at the moment. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's picture on it, but you can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. This last week, things hit the shelves with Ted Nugent making a comment about President Obama that was right on the money, but the liberal media went into a feeding frenzy about how racist he now is. And my first thought on it was, oh, brother, it seems the truth anymore is racist if it goes against the darling of their ideals. This time it goes against their darling Obama. And what Ted Nugent said of Obama was said at a gun show a few weeks ago, that where Nugent called Obama not just a chimpanzee, but a Chicago-raised, communist-educated, communist-nurtured, subhuman mongrel. Now, granted, some of those words may not be needed, but how true are they? This man cares nothing for us. He thinks we're all subhuman mongrels that need to be taken care of in every way, shape, and form, because we are not smart enough to handle our lives. So we have to have him do it for us. Every time that he passes a law or tries to pass a law that tells us that we're not smart enough to do what we need to do to keep our family safe, he is calling us subhuman mongrels, isn't he? Sadly, over this whole thing, Ted Nugent apologized, which I really don't think he should have, but CNN's Wolf Blitzer teed off on Greg Abbott, the Republican running for Texas governor with Nugent's highly visible support, and Blitzer said Nugent's presence hits a sour note with a lot of people, and he said that, and I thought, huh? I don't know of a lot of people who thinks badly about Nugent because of what he said. But Blitzer goes on to say, they say Texans deserve better than a candidate who would align himself with someone like Nugent, who offered a hate-filled assessment of the president. Now, it may have been hate-filled, but how hate-filled are comments from President Obama or Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid when they call Ted Cruz everything from a domestic terrorist to the worst thing that could ever possibly happen to the United States, and never give any proof of this. After all, at least Ted Nugent would have some proof that he could fall back on and say, well, here's the reason why I say these things. But the only thing that the left can say about call them dirty names and foul names while not having any proof saying that Ted Cruz is bad for this country. The only people that Ted Cruz is bad for as liberal politicians who want things their way no matter what it does to this country. We will be right back after these messages.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired. Family trip. Part-time job. Helping around the house. Sick day. Starting the holidays early. Just because.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef platters for my friend Sammy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase, Molon LeVay, which translated means, come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Can Bobby love
okay, how's this? Okay, well, one of these days, I guess, things will work out for me, I suppose. I was just talking about Obama thinking that we hate him because he's black. I'm back on the line here. I had muted my microphone, which was kind of stupid of me to do because I always forget to unmute it afterwards. I will have to go back to that article later on. I'll probably do it again next week because it is an important one to talk about, because now Obama's telling us that he thinks that we hate him because he's black. One of days, I swear.
The
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans. When I grow up, I want to be a kid's computer. When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home. When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present. When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium. When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day. When I grow up, I want to be a fancy bike. When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch. I want to be a skyscraper. I want to be a... When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
From West Central Indiana, one of the few states that runs its budget in the black, comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show. I am Robert the Infidel Garding, here to let you know that traditional Americans are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, and we are proud of our constitutional conservatism. Obama can't touch this. You are listening to Hour 2 of the show, and we are being broadcast to you through ConservativeNationMedia.com. And now, the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Well, it looks like I'm back. I just didn't even... I told Michelle, I think, last week that somebody was joking about... a couple of weeks ago, I had the whole second hour of my show completely gone. And somebody joked about me hitting the mute button, and I said that I never do that because I forget to put the mute button back off. And that's exactly what I did. I had a coughing fit come up, and I thought, well, instead of doing it over the air, I'll just mute my microphone and get it over with and then come back, and I never unmuted it. So I did exactly what I said I wouldn't do. So I'm sorry about that. Never in American history have we had so huge a problem with the government we have in place as we do now. Our president is a communistic socialist who has nothing better to do than to destroy the fabric of this country by tearing down the laws that we have in place and replacing them with illegal laws that will do nothing but destroy America as it was founded, and replacing her with something fundamentally different than anything America has ever been before. And no matter how much we tell him that we are doing, that they are doing the wrong thing and the people do not like what he is doing, he comes up with things that, like, we hate him because he's black or because he has ideas that he wants to implement, but we won't let him. Huh? When did the president become a monarchy that did things his way instead of doing them the way the people want him to? If this isn't changed, then soon people, America the free, will be, let me say this again, cease to exist. And the sad part about what is going on is that Americans have been so pacified about what is going on that they continue to do the wrong things. Like the latest poll that's come out has suggested that Hillary Clinton would be everyone for president now. It's silly, I know, because you have to know that the poll is liberal to the core, but now do you see what we are up against here continue down this path that we have been on?
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands.
I was going to go on to a different thing, but I got a phone call here from a 267 area code. Hello? You there? Well, I guess not. They're gone. Okay. I guess was not to be, I guess. Across the country, religious freedom, a right guaranteed under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, has been under attack. We have seen it from Barack Obama and with his attempt to force all businesses to pay for abortions, abortion-inducing drugs, also known as abortifacients, I guess is what that is called, from the Catholic Church to the Catholic-owned hospitals and university to businesses like Hobby Lobby, owned by staunch evangelicals. Individuals and groups have had to battle the government in the name of the right to religious freedom as guaranteed by the Constitution. And this is not something we should have to fight for daily basis. Granted, freedom's not free. Granted, we have to fight constantly and be ever vigilant to keep our freedoms. But why is it that we're fighting and the government is totally ignoring us? They're constantly pushing us into the corner and saying, this is where you guys belong. We are in charge. You do what we tell you to. In addition, we have witnessed this assault on religious freedom by various states that have forced bakers, photographers, and others into providing services for gay weddings, even if homosexual marriage is against their religious beliefs, something the government has been doing to us for a while now, especially under Obama. For states like Oregon, Colorado, and Washington, each incidentally in the western quadrant of the United States, constitutionally guaranteed religious freedom is trumped by what these states have deemed as gay rights. It is not enough. The definition of marriage has been altered by two of these states, Washington and Oregon. They are determined to make everyone accept it and punish you if you do not. The progressive left, who continuously preaches about choice, does not grant the right to choose to individuals who refuse to condone gay marriage based upon religious beliefs by offering their services. The fact that gay marriage violates their constitutionally protected religious beliefs is not a valid or acceptable reason to deny services, according to the progressive left. A bakery in Oregon had to close down their shop after being attacked for refusing to bake a cake for a gay wedding. In Colorado, a bakery was ordered by a judge to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple or face jail time and fines. In Washington state, the state's Attorney General, Democrat Bob Ferguson, filed suit against a small florist who refused to provide flowers for a gay wedding under religious grounds. These actions go right along with the attack on Christianity that seems to have become the norm in our society, from our government especially. Now, one state, also in the western U.S., has taken a stand in support of the religious freedom protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Arizona's House of Representatives passed the Senate Bill 1062 that protects the exercise of religion, expanding the rights of people to assert their religious beliefs. As expected, opponents are attacking the bill as discriminatory. Of course, that's the only thing they can do. With one Democrat, Representative Chad Campbell from Phoenix, comparing the passage of the bill to Russia. Oh, boy. Russia. Campbell is on record, according to the CBS affiliate in Phoenix, as saying, quote, "We saw it with Russia and the Olympics. I mean, hey, I'm not sure if Russia is any less progressive than Arizona now against gay rights, to be quite honest with you," unquote. Prior to the Olympics in Sochi, I guess, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law banning people from spreading gay propaganda among minors. This, Campbell equates with the protection of the constitutional guaranteed freedom of religion. And we keep electing these people? Oh, my God. State Representative Adam Quassman, who is also a candidate for U.S. Congress in Arizona's 1st Congressional District, said, "I don't see this as an attack insofar as those who believe you're protecting your right to practice your religion and not engage in a contract." progressive activists are demanding that Arizona Governor Jan Brewer veto the bill. A protest is planned at the Arizona State Capitol, I think yesterday, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm not sure what happened there or how it turned out. But the next question on that article that I was reading said, will Brewer stand on the side of the Constitution and its protection of religious freedom, or will she cave to progressive bullies? You see, folks, most of the crises and things going on, according to the liberal left, are completely non-issues till the media gets a hold of them. It's just like the religious freedom thing the left is trying to push on us. Most of us, most of this is because America is a Christian nation, and we all know that Obama himself said that America is not a Christian nation. We all know their agenda is, and we know that even though we don't consider something to be important when they do, you know, if we don't consider it important, they do. And the things we consider important to this nation and her security, they don't. We have to start figuring out what happened in the past and make sure that the liberal left and the politicians in general are not trying to lead us down that same path again. They are pushing America now towards a system like the European Union. And if you looked at what was going on there, you would know it is a failed system. But that doesn't stop Obama and company from trying to force us into that kind of thing anyway, does it? It's the same with sexual orientation. It is the same with their version of religious freedoms, which Arizona just debunked. I can see something coming out of Washington soon to try to put a stop to this insurrection by Arizona, probably headed by Obama, Reid, Pelosi, and all the other little lemming minions there in Washington in a process to make Arizona the bad guy for going against what the president wanted. It should come as no surprise that our Constitution, like I was just talking about here, the basis of our nation and central core of our values is under attack. Something I talk about all the time on this show. It sometimes seems that everybody and his brother is trying to figure out an end around all around the articles and amendments of the greatest governing document of all time. And if you are tired of leftist and unfriendly political forces telling America that our Constitution is a mere footnote, should be advised that a lot of real Americans like you and me are going to come together at the Defend the Constitution rally in Waynesboro, Tennessee, just an hour southwest of Nashville on the weekend of April 26th. Great speakers like Scotty Nell Hughes, Karen Vaughn, and Joe Carr will be on hand to name just a few. Great music, great food, and great times will be had by all. And I'm supposed to be doing a live show there, which is something I've never done, but it ought to be fun, actually. Go to defendtheconstitutionrally.com and learn more about this great event, and I hope to see you all there. I remember growing up watching cartoons on Saturday. I do, and it was like anymore you can watch cartoons almost 24 hours a day if you want. But back then, cartoons came on between 4 and 4:30 on weekdays, and then between like about 6 in the morning until about 11 on Saturday. So it was like a feast for us kids. We got to watch cartoons. Remember Superman? It's one of the shows I used to love to watch was Superman. You remember him? For Truth, Justice, and the American Way, at least till the latest incarnation of that came along when Hollywood changed it to Truth, Justice, and all that other stuff. Well, we have a new one here, and it comes from Hezbollah. Yes, my friends, Hezbollah. They are now claiming, and I can't make this stuff up here, that Superman was invented to take over America. Yes, you heard me right. From the Blaze comes this one. According to a wild report by Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV, the fictional hero Superman is a Jewish invention designed to, quote, take over the greatest superpower in the world and control all aspects of its daily life and to harness it in the service of Jewish goals worldwide, unquote. Translated and posted by the Middle East Media Research Institute, a reporter, alienated Jews, quote, tried to change society's opinion of them by inventing cinematic characters that would serve as role models, unquote. Everyone wanted to be like Superman, the hero from outer space who could not fit in society as Superman, the reporter continues. So they invented a character that was better suited for American society, the feeble, Clark Kent. It is not overlooked in the report that the creators of Superman were the children of Jewish immigrants. Imitating a serious broadcast, the camera then goes to a seated university professor and international photographer, Farouk Majidi. He comments, if you hit the heart of somebody, the result is short-term. But if you hit his brain, then the result is long-term. Kind of sounds like a liberal plan and their idea of slavation of this nation, don't you think? They don't work short-term like we on the right are good at. They work for the long-term. How long have they been hitting us with this gun control thing? How long have they been hitting us with this immigration thing? How long have they been hitting us over and over again with their other agendas? They don't. They are long-term. Get to the brain. Hit the brain for long-term results. And sadly, folks, it is working if you look at our society today. Don't you think we will be right back after these messages?
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dr. Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. The worst injustice imaginable is the wrongful conviction of an innocent person. I'm Sam Thurman, host of A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com. We take a look at what happens when innocent people go to jail as a result of bad evidence, wrongful prosecution, and dishonest witnesses. We use real cases of actual Americans who've been wrongfully convicted. A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, conservativenationmedia.com.
Oh, darling, please believe me, I'll never do you.
Did you know that the Obama regime, administration, has plans in the works for doing studies on newsrooms? I think this is their latest attempt to control the media, which of late has been slipping away at a rate I don't think I've seen during my whole life. But here is what The Blaze says in an article titled, Obama Administration's Plan to Study Newsrooms is Drawing Plenty of Public Opposition. A plan by the Federal Communications Commission to study how news organizations select stories has been promoted has prompted about 10,000 people to sign a petition demanding no government monitors in newsrooms. Well, I read this, and I just actually kind of had to laugh on this because we all know, and it's been told to us over and over again, that the media chooses the articles that they want because they don't want to hurt. Why does a study have to be made for this? We already know what is going on. It goes on to say that's according to the American Center for Law and Justice, which announced the petition Wednesday and said it has reached that number within the first 2 hours, and they wanted to get 10,000 people to sign their petition. They reached that in 2 hours. The FCC announced a multi-market study of critical information needs last year, saying that it wanted to understand the process of which stories are selected, station priorities, content production, population served, perceived station bias, and perceived percent of news dedicated to each of the critical information needs in the community, Fox News reported. But Chase Sekulow, chief counsel of the ACLJ, a conservative legal group, said that he worries that it could be used to intimidate certain news organizations into covering issues that government officials feel are important. And that's essentially how it's being done now anyway, I'm pretty sure, with at least with ABC, NBC, and CBS, and MSNBC. He goes on to say, this is an extremely troubling and dangerous development that represents the latest in an ongoing assault on the Constitution by the Obama administration, Sekulow said in a statement. We have seen a corrupt IRS unleashed on conservatives. We have seen an imperial president bypass Congress and change the law with executive orders, unquote. The FCC only has jurisdiction over the broadcast industry, not over cable news or print publications. And I think that they don't have too much to say about what I can say either, although that quite possibly will change in the future, I'm sure. Now we see a heavy hand of the Obama administration poised to interfere with the First Amendment rights of journalists, Sekulow said. It's clear that the Obama administration is only interested in utilizing intimidation tactics at the expense of Americans and the Constitution. The federal government has no place attempting to control the media, using the unconstitutional actions of repressive regimes to squelch free speech. In an FCC, an FCC representative did not respond to a request for a comment from the Blaze. The objectives for the research released publicly on May 28, 2013 are to collect data to inform the access or potential barriers to critical information needs as identified by the FCC, the media that makes up the media eulogies. Ecologies, I'm sorry, i.e. what the media actually included in that ecology, ownership of that market, what specific type of content dominates those media ecologies, and what is the flow of information within the ecology, etc. The use of and interaction between media that makes media ecologies validate data collection tools, templates, and protocols, demonstrate high internal validity and reliability of measured constructs. Now, they start talking like that, and it ceases to make sense to me. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. They use these hugely long sentences in order to describe something that could be said in 8 words, maybe. They want to find out if what we know is true about how the media gets their information. Well, of course it's true. We've known it for years. The Obama administration has already come under scrutiny for its treatment of the press. The group Reporters Without Borders ranked the United States 46th in the world for press freedom, citing the government's investigations into various newsrooms and national security cases. The trial and conviction of Private Bradley Manning and the pursuit of NSA analyst Edward Snowden were warnings to all those thinking of assisting in the disclosure of sensitive information that could clearly be in the public interest. An international journalist report stated, U.S. journalists were stunned by the Department of Justice's seizure of Associated Press phone records without warning in order to identify the source of a CIA leak, the report continued. It served as a reminder of the urgent need for a shield law to protect the confidentiality of journalist sources at the federal level. You think that this would be leveled at new newsrooms to help make sure the truth has always gotten out, folks? No. If you think so, you're wrong. This is just another attempt at the government trying to make sure that the news that gets out is never bad for them. Just like everything else the government is doing, we have to start watching or we are going to be losing more of what we hold dearer. Our God-given rights to freedom that the Constitution guarantees us. This is not scaremongering, as I know the leftists will say I am doing here. This is the truth. Let it be known. Finally, I think that this whole thing is completely ridiculous. And there's another article here that's on my computer that talks about a state senator in New York proposing requiring parents to take parenting classes from the government. What do you think that is? That is something saying that the parents don't know what the heck they're doing and they need the government to show them how to raise their children. Oh, I was just going to say that. COG in the chat room said, oh, we are so lucky. I was just going to say that in a very facetious way, I think. We will be right back after these important messages. I've got two different clocks here. One says it's 5:27, and the other one says that it's 5:34. So I'm not exactly sure really what time it is, but I think that I'm close enough to hit the half-hour mark. Just when you think you've heard everything, those leftists in D.C., everything from those leftists in D.C., they pull something else. They're going to keep on doing it until we, the people, run them out of town on the rail. And folks, that really is our only option anymore. But what about in the meantime? What are you going to do to protect your family, your property, and your sacred rights as an American when the left-wingers try to redistribute food and God knows what else in the name of social justice? Don't wait for the left to turn our world upside down. Get ready now. Make sure that you can provide for your family in an emergency by going to the Patriot People, America's best-known warehouse for all your patriotic gear and survival needs. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, that's one word, and click on the Patriot People banner. You'll find everything from emergency food supplies to the patriotic gear that you'll need today and in the future. That's the Patriot Depot at conservativenationmedia.com. Where America always wins.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Meadows, your host on Britain Grace. Please join us every Tuesday night from 10 to 12 Eastern for an honest look at the top political and cultural issues that are affecting Americans today. That's Grit and Grace for conservative analysis that is smart and entertaining. Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Central, 10 to 12 Eastern on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
John was
yeah, that's one of my favorite songs by the Beatles. It's not one that everybody knows. But Matt Bevin, the Republican vying to knock off Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky in a primary, suggested Wednesday that legalizing same-sex marriages could lead to marriages between a parent and a child. Now, if you think about this, the way the government and the leftists work, that is very plausible. Bevin, a businessman who has criticized McConnell as a Washington insider lacking conservative bona fides, said the problem with gay marriage is that it changes the definition of marriage. Now, if we don't stop to think about this, he has a point. We used to think that there were things that we would never see here in America, but because of the constant chipping away of the Constitution's protections, we are now seeing things we thought we'd never see. The article in The Hill goes on to say, if it's all right to have same-sex marriages, why not define a marriage? Because at the end of the day, a lot of this ends up being taxes and who can visit who in the hospital and where other, and there's other repressions and things that come with it. So a person may want to define themselves as being married to one of their children so that they can then, in fact, pass on certain things to that child financially and otherwise, Bevin said on the Janet Mefford show, a conservative talk radio show. Where do you draw the line? The comments were first noted by Right Wing Watch. Bevin's campaign spokeswoman, Rachel Semmel, pushed back on reports on Bevin's comments, arguing that in an email to suggest Bevin drew a connection between same-sex marriage and marriage between a child and a parent was a gross misrepresentation of what Matt said. He sees no comparison between gay marriage and incest. He was discussing the implications of legal rights related to this issue, such as hospital visitations and benefits, to imply otherwise is ridiculous, she said. Well, here's the problem. What he said was right on the money, if you think about it. The government will change the laws and change wording in the laws so that later on they can come in and change the wording just a little bit more, and eventually they get what they want. Who's to say that what was suggested here can't happen? We have watched laws be completely perverted by governments. When they change certain little aspects of the law, they get away with that, then they'll go after bigger things. We've watched that, at least I've watched that, my whole freaking life. The things they're doing today, they would never do when I was younger. They wouldn't get away with it. So what they have done, they've worked long-term on our brains. They have worked long-term, chipping little by little away at our freedoms and our sensibilities. And each time they get away with something like this, they think, oh boy, we can do a little bit more next time. And they start doing these things little by little by little, eventually making it so that we don't realize that water's getting so hot that it's going to boil us to death. And we have to realize that the government trying to take our guns away, the government trying to change the wording as to what marriage is, it's all an attempt to get what they want, and what they want is never what we want. So they work at it little by little by little so that we suddenly start realizing, hey, now wait a minute, we're at a place years ago we wouldn't have allowed. How did this happen? We need more like Bevan, Cruz, and Lee and others, don't we? ConservativeNationMedia.com starts the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his Veterans Insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday evening, so make sure to check him out. Just like all the other CNM shows we have, this one is great. Brought to you by by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. From Lifestyle Journal comes this one that is of interest to all America-loving patriots. Barack Obama is a beaten man. You can see it in his face, the bright, young, optimistic man that the USA-elected president is gone, replaced by an unsure, tired man that is just running out of string. Why has this happened? Why, after such an optimistic beginning, has President Obama become bogged down in gridlock, unable to do anything of note? Certainly, every president has had to face opposition and partisanship. Why is it different here? The answer lies in the Internet and social media platforms like Facebook. It's true the media turned politics into red and blue states before Obama, but Barack Obama is the first president to be in office with the social media use at peak levels. Social media has forever changed things. It's allowed people to connect with others of like minds and has driven a deep wedge between the two sides politically. Yes, party lines have always been present, but there was a time when leaders reached across the aisle and worked together. But today it's different. The extreme loud elements have taken hold, and Obama is feeling their wrath. When government debt ceilings are in question, every single time there's a problem. And that's what we've seen and likely will continue to see. The Internet and social media have made it almost impossible for leaders to govern. I don't agree with this. What social media has made it impossible for leaders to do is govern against the will of the people and get away with it without knowing that they are doing the wrong things. That is where that article went wrong. I thought it was fine until it got to that point. Leaders can govern. They can govern perfectly fine with the media the way it is and with the social medias out there. All they have to do is the right things. And not just right things for me, but right things for the Constitution of this country. The right things by following the laws of this country instead of changing them daily so that they can get what they want. Article goes on to say that when you get 300 million people shouting, nothing gets done. It's become, we will tell our representatives, we don't care what the issue is, it's just the opposite on the other side. Obama is a current bearer of this storm, but he won't be the last. It's a good bet that every president from this point forth will face this issue, and I hope so. You've heard of gridlock, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Going back to the article, the extreme loud elements of the author where was talking about is you and I, working to save what is left of America, the America that we love, wouldn't you think? But the author, like I said, is wrong there. A leader can lead if they're doing the right thing. If they're doing the wrong thing, then I would say that no, they can't, because The media is going to go right against them. The people are going to let this leader know. And Obama has been let to know that what he's doing is wrong. Even though he puts on this face in front of the cameras that he's okay, you can see it in his face. He has aged so much more than he would have if he'd have never gotten this job. He has aged so much more than he would have if he'd have done the right things. And now the Democrats, after all of this, after everything that Obama has done to this nation and everything that the Democrats in Congress have done to push Obama's radical agenda on us, the White House now expects the Democrats to keep control of Senate. What a joke. This is getting insane, I think. I just don't really understand. I read my Inside Tennessee thing a couple minutes early, which leaves me a couple of minutes of being able to just kind of sit and reflect on what the heck I've been trying to say. The number to call in, if you'd like, is 718-305-7176. I had a phone call earlier, but they hung up as I was answering. Now, whether that meant that they just really didn't want to talk to me or not, or if they were just calling to listen to the show and didn't want to talk, that's, I guess, part of what it could have been. But we have to remember here that we live in the greatest nation that this world has ever seen. And if we don't do what is needed to save her, we will not have her in the future. And I think this is something that we really have to start paying attention to. I had read an article where Sharpton claims blacks suffer disproportionately in minimum wage increasingly. The article starts out, it's in Minuteman News, says Congressional Budget Office, CBO, already found the minimum wage increase President Barack Obama touted to Democratic governors Friday is likely to reduce employment. I'm not exactly sure how, but that's what the government is now saying. Could it also have disparate impact on minority groups? Al Sharpton doesn't think so. When he appeared at the White House earlier this week, he said, quote, what must be weighed in any analysis, CBO and others, is that blacks suffer disproportionately from having to do work and get the kind of wages that we need, unquote. So now he's saying that blacks are going to be hurt because they have to do work, apparently not get enough wages because of it. Welcome to the real world, Mr. Sharpton. I'm doing work and not getting paid what I should be paid for it. So does that mean that I'm suffering from it too, even though I'm not black? Sir, you are an idiot. And that is all I have to say about that man. What a race baiter he is and continues to be with his holier-than-thou attitudes on everything that goes on in this nation. But that's neither here nor there. We will be right back after these messages.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You are listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show on Conservative Nation Media, the network that Obama would love to stop but can't because we are growing by leaps and bounds. The call-in number is 718-305-7176.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCS for automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
And finally, we here at New Wise Conservatism Radio Show want to leave you with our weekly thought of the day. I think this has become something that I enjoy doing more than almost the rest of my show. The idea that as a conservative and one that works hard to try to save this nation from the ravages of the liberal machine in Washington doesn't know what I am talking about is ludicrous, to say the least. America is the greatest, freest nation that this world has ever seen, and over the last century or more, we have seen a constant barrage of attacks from the liberal left in this country to destroy what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights gives to every American. Chicago, for many years, was a good way to look at this, as they got away with things there that would never be deemed possible by freedom-loving Americans who believe that the Constitution protected them from laws being enacted that took their constitutional rights away from them. But the liberal machine in Chicago did just that. And sadly, there were other cities that got almost as far with their freedom-hating ways, too. Chicago got so far as to take the Second Amendment rights of all Americans away from them as it became illegal for anyone in Chicago to own a gun except for the police. The liberal machine is still working hard to take our guns away, but right in front of our eyes is the best ideal for not listening to Obama and the left we have ever seen. The people in Chicago were at the mercy of the outlaws, who were the only ones other than the police who had guns in Chicago. It always amazed me that liberals would make laws to make guns against the law to own or possess, and they would think that that would stop criminals from breaking that law. Criminals, by definition, do not follow the law. So why would they follow these laws saying they can't have guns? As a matter of fact, they would relish this law because they would then know that the only other people to have guns would be the police, and the police are always at least minutes away. And most always get to the scene after the fact, giving the criminals a distinct advantage because people can't protect themselves. But luckily for us, we still have a few courts in this land that are honest and follow the law. Not many, granted, but a few. Remember back a few weeks ago when I pushed the story here on NWCR that a court in Chicago ruled that the gun ban was unconstitutional? It seems the people have gotten back some rights that have been illegally taken from them. I thought this was a great thing, and that if it had gone the direction of the liberal left, would have been newsworthy for months. But have you heard anything about it since? My guess on this is no. I know I haven't, and I keep my ear to the news so that I can hear things that are going on, and I have not heard anything about this. Apparently, the media in this country have no concern for what is good for America, because this is a story that should have generated much interest and many news stories about how the citizens of Chicago were finally getting back some of their hard-won rights that the Constitution guaranteed them, and what was being done to make sure that they were never taken away again. True to form, the media has totally ignored this since and it has slipped into the subconscious memory of things that quickly fade into nothingness because no one hears about it anymore. Until we Americans figure out that fighting for our liberties and God-given rights is worth doing, and we stop listening to the media lying to us all the time and then believing them, we are in trouble of continuing to lose our freedoms and liberties. Chicago is a great example of this. Getting a court to rule that the ban on guns in the city was unconstitutional should have been big news for weeks, if not months. But it wasn't. It was a mention in a line, in a byline or an article on the back page of some newspapers, and a few mentions from the Blaze and Rush Limbaugh, but then total silence on this. Why? Don't you think that getting a right back that we should have never lost is a big thing? I do. It's something that needs to be shouted down from the rooftops and announced every chance we get. Because if we do not consider keeping our rights or getting a lost right back as big important news that needs to be announced all the time, then we are doomed to lose. No matter how much we try to say we are for our liberties and constitutional rights. It is time that we as American freedom-loving Americans start rallying to that. Berlin Waynesboro, Tennessee is one such event. And speakers that are scheduled range from great to great. And my guess is none of them will speak on this fact of getting a constitutionally guaranteed right back as being great news. We should be all shouting it from the rooftops, announcing it in every event that we have coming up, don't you think? I know if I was slated to be a speaker at that event, I would talk about it. It is something that Americans cannot lose track of, or we are doomed to repeat what happened in Chicago to make getting the court to rule that way, the way it did weeks ago, needed again, and I think will not happen again if we let the liberal left take that right away again. Our rallying cry is getting rights back that we have lost and keeping rights we still have for America will be lost. And I don't think that we will be getting it back anytime too soon, because once America is gone, there will be another. That is something that we have to start thinking about. We have to start realizing that no matter what we do, if we win a battle, like this one up in Chicago where the court ruled that the Chicago's ban on guns was unconstitutional, that should have been big news. I think I heard it in the news media once or twice on one day. After that, nothing. It was like all I could hear was crickets. The sound of crickets. Nothing was being said. Nothing was being pushed. Nothing was being told that the American people won a battle. All we hear about are how Obama and the left want to win battles. They want to be the ones who win battles. Nothing has been said about what we won in Chicago a few weeks ago. To me, that's wrong. No wonder we lose our rights the rate we are losing them. Because when we win them back, which is close to impossible, if you think about it. It's not big news. Everybody's quiet. Everybody says nothing. The media says nothing. I don't think I saw anything in CBS and ABC and NBC on it. I did see something on CNN, which really surprised me. One day. Then it became just as quiet as a church mouse. Became quiet as a graveyard. How can we continue to win battles if nothing is ever said about it when we do? That may be just my opinion, but it is a good one, I think. On Sundays, we have American by Design with Uncle Bing Fisher. With his engineer's insight and love of America, this show could really bring you some great ideas and ideals for what America is and what America should be doing. On Monday, we have Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. Dave has a great way to start off the week with his veterans insight and most informative guests to bring you another great show to listen to on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Tuesdays, we have two shows, A Just Cause with Sam Thurman and Cliff Stewart, and there's nothing more outrageous to an American to find out about an innocent being convicted of a crime that they didn't commit when the wheels of justice fall off. These two give you an insight on the dark side of our judicial system at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Also on Tuesdays is the Grit and Grace radio show with Jennifer Meadows. She has been carrying the conservative message on the net for years now, and now she's here on conservativenationmedia.com on Tuesdays after A Just Cause at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. On Wednesdays, we have our leader with a great radio voice, Duke Brooks, who does, I think, most of the advertisements that I get to do on my show. He has Hanger Flying, Right-Wing Politics, and American History that is always interesting and fun to listen to. On Thursdays, it's the Liberty and Constitution Community with Matthew Opolisky. His expertise on Constitution will give you great information to continue the fight for this country as the war that is being waged against us. It airs on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and we don't have a show right now on set Fridays, but Saturdays we are treated with my show, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, with yours truly, the Infidel, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world. All this on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And I mean always. And don't forget the coming events that we have coming for traditional Americans with the Save the Constitution rallies that are coming in a few months. In April, the 26th, 27th, and 28th, I think it is, in Tennessee, and in June in Dearborn, Michigan. This nation is worth saving, and I hope more and more Americans wake up to the fact that she does, in fact, need saving. It amazes me that I sit back and watch so much of the media and see so little that is worth seeing. All I see are things like Obama telling us that we hate him because he's black, or Al Sharpton hitting us with yet another race card. And we need to stop this. We really need to stop this. And a random radio mom said she lives in Dearborn, Michigan. I hope that she will go to that Save the Constitution rally that'll be there. I think it's in June. Yeah. I am glad that everybody came to the show today. I'm sorry about that one time when I shut my mic off and forgot to turn it back on. I've got to stop doing idiotic things like that. But I do not accept the world as I see it, but as God meant it to be. I am determined to return us to the recipe that made America great. I choose not to sit on my couch and complain as I watch things happen, but be an active participant in restoring our constitutional republic. The left does not anger me. I will not give them that kind of power over me. We must take responsibility for our freedom. We must secure liberty by changing reality and promoting our attitudes and beliefs. We must rid ourselves of self-defeating attitudes and behaviors and replace them with constructive ones. We must actively change culture. That is where liberals have it over us. Until then, God bless us all. Have a great weekend.